Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, also on Gab the same way. I'm on Parler at the Captain's America, and you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, back for hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the Texas energy crisis, AOC and the Green New Deal came to the rescue. Not with what you think. How about the fact that she was able to raise some $4.7 million from her cohorts and friends, probably some of the Hollywood elitists and whatnot that support her, as well as some of the big money donors from the big corporations around her district and whatnot, and she showed up with a bunch of food to give to the people without power?
That's exactly right. We understand a lot of these funds that were raised by Ocasio-Cortez are going to go to places like Houston Food Bank, also Feeding Texas, the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center, and Corazon Ministries, including Family Elder Care as well. So she went down to Texas, basically, and helped hand out food, we understand.
Well, she couldn't not get by without dropping a little slam in there for her deal against Texas. She blamed the Texas Republican-led government for the power outages and then quite remarkably alleged the infrastructure failures in Texas were quite literally what happens to you when you don't pursue a Green New Deal. Really?
Well, you know, I actually think maybe, you know, we hear these kinds of things because what's happening right now, Captain, is a poster for what happens when you don't have reliable energy sources. And so, again, alternative, all of the above, mission-specific energy is great, and we should be pursuing. Let 1,000 flowers bloom, for goodness sake, and see what kind of energy we can have because it helps reduce costs for everybody. But what they want to do is they want to take away reliable sources of energy, and they want to replace it with the Green New Deal. So again, it's so much more politics coming into this rather than what do we really need, what works practically.
Well, over the last decade, there have been two governors in Texas, one of them Rick Perry, who went on to become the energy secretary, and the other one was Greg Abbott, who's still there. Now, Texas has become increasingly more dependent on wind power. And according to the Office of the Texas Comptroller, in 2009, coal-fired plants generated nearly 37% of the state's electricity, while wind provided about 6%. Since then, three Texas coal-fired plants have closed, and the use of wind power has more than quadrupled as more transmission lines bringing electricity from remote wind farms to urban market centers came online. Well, I'll tell you what. Couldn't they have used those power plants this time around as the energy consumption went up by some 20% in the first day, just the first day of the power failure?
Well, sure. And, of course, that they have a lot of power issues and having to generate it because you have a lot of people even moving to Texas, expanding, basically, or, you know, changing their address, basically, to Texas. But again, you know, it's what we hear from the far left is that the so-called fossil fuels and so forth, this is all bad. It's going to destroy the earth. John Kerry says we're going to 9 years to the tipping point, basically. And, you know, a lot of this is to gain control of people's lives. So instead of actually using energy so that people can expand their business, their horizons, basically, they'll want to have something that, well, they can say, well, wait a minute, you can't have this much energy. You know, we're not going to, it's not that much. We really got to be careful here. And so it may not work out very well.
Now, the other thing that's going on here is the illegal immigrants coming into the country. And Senate Republicans are lining up to oppose President Joe Biden's massive amnesty plan that would legalize between 11 to 22 million, maybe even 30 million illegal aliens and increase legal immigration levels, all while more than 17 million Americans remain jobless. What do you think the chances of those 17 million people are to get a job when put up against, oh, I don't know, 25 or 30 million illegals?
Well, very small in many respects. And my question is, what part of the Biden administration, especially with a controversial thing such as this, what part of the Biden administration is really working to unite the country, be the president of all the people, you know, this kind of thing? Don't worry if you're Republican or Democrat.
Well,
I'll be everybody's president.
To hugely inflate the United States labor market at this time when the nation faces a mass unemployment crisis is disaster. And I'm not saying that. Tom Cotton is, and I totally agree with him. Hold that thought, Kyle, folks, and we come back more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. It's obvious what they're doing on the left side of the aisle, the progressive left. But they got us to worry about, and we're not going anywhere because we're going to tell you what's going on. And that's what we do in the middle of the night here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, all areas in between, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. There he is, the mystery man. Alrighty. Now, you gotta understand, folks, that Joe Biden's radical foreign policy agenda is not just to negotiate with Iran and maybe listen to them talk about, well, we just want to have peaceful nuclear power so we can propel our country and give them rights when they don't have them in certain places. Yeah, sure. Right. That's how come the policy. And by the way, they just Iran just agreed to extend the U.N. nuclear checks for 3 months. I guess they're not going to have a nuclear warhead for 3 months yet on a missile.
Right.
Yeah, but what Joe Biden is doing with Iran right now, there's no doubt about it, is allowing Iran to become a nuclear state.
Well, sure, that's exactly where all of this is leading. This is where this was leading, but prior to the Trump administration. And I do have sort of a question here, Captain, and that is, if the Iranian regime wants nuclear power in order to power lights or, you know, electricity needs, why aren't they going to, I mean, I thought nuclear power was super bad. Why don't we see the United States up in arms saying, nobody can have a nuclear reactor to do anything, number one. But, of course, what they're really going for is they do want to have a nuclear weapon or nuclear weapons in order to threaten Israel. And who in the
And anybody
mind?
Else in Europe.
Well, sure. And, you know, Captain, if it really was just we have a peaceful nuclear power program going on, the Iranian regime would be acting in a certain way as to, I don't know, be part of the community of nations, act like a part of the community of nations, instead of all this other stuff that we see going on, conventional, threatening of their neighbors and so forth. Absolutely.
Now, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats' $1.9 trillion coronavirus bailout bill is probably going to get passed by the end of the week. It's already gone through the Senate. They probably will send it right over to Joe Biden to be signed, and we might or might not have something that'll be put into play here by the first of the month or thereabouts, which is kind of what I'm thinking. And then from there, we'll just sit back and wait and see how long it takes for the $1,400 checks to get to the people that supposedly are going to be getting it. But the GOP House Budget Panel leader said this is going to be a job killer.
Yeah, this is going to be, well, number one, part of the issue is you got to try to get the economy going. I mean, that's
right.
That's the most important part of this. And unfortunately, Captain, on a subject that really, again, should be something the president would be trying to unify the country with, it's turned into a real partisan thing, and most unfortunately, but hopefully some of the money that's going to get out there, because not all the money is going to people who need it. A lot of these are going to other projects or earmarks or this kind of stuff, but hopefully it'll help somebody.
Now, how would you like to be a teacher when the teachers union head says the members would be more comfortable in schools if certain regulations were followed? What's she talking about?
Well, I do know that they've wanted, certainly robust social distancing, which already would exist, but also they have been wanting to get all the kids vaccinated from last I heard. And
we all of them.
Yeah, that's not either, number one, practical to do, and number two, not even really necessary to do.
No, because anybody grade six and under, they're not that contagious when they do get it.
Well, that's exactly right. We've seen a lot of schools, especially here in Southern California, that have been open. There's another school district, by the way, nearby that's going to be opening up as of today on Monday. They'll have morning and afternoon sessions. And so there are ways to do this where people can be safe. But, again, we're seeing a lot of jockeying between the unions and the school districts.
Now, I was at a gun show this weekend on Saturday over in Largo, the Two Guys Gun Show. Again, they had a very good-sized crowd, a lot of interested people there, serious gun buyers buying guns, buying ammunition and all that sort of stuff. And I can tell you that in lieu of what happened in Louisiana, there's no wonder, because in Louisiana, three people were killed at a gun store, and two people were wounded. And then this gunman went out into the street with armed citizens actually engaging him, and they took down the gunman and fatally shot him in a gunfight out in the street.
That's right, and it's a sad thing that has happened. There's no doubt about it, but
especially when you have three people killed and two people wounded.
Exactly. But the idea, of course, is that good guys with guns were able to take down a bad guy with a gun. Again, this is just a terrible, terrible situation. Should never have happened.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers go with the victims, certainly. But thank God they got the guy at least. And, hopefully it is what it is, and we'll just let it go at that for the moment. Now, a lawsuit in New York of... Actually, I think it was in the Bronx, to be exact. A New York City educator has refused to do the Black Panther salute for a picture, and he wound up getting fired.
Yeah, isn't that something? I don't know that you can compel people to give a particular solution.
Of course not. Of course not.
This is just, you know, it's like
they're going to name this school after this guy, whoever he is.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. And you know, again, this is the United States of America, last I checked, and you can't fire people for something like that. If anything, like you said, this is going to be devastating. He will win a major case on this.
Now, from the reporter's notebook, a Chicago school is now facing a nightmare as Illinois is pushing their progressive politics while the school grades are continuing to drop. How's that working out?
Well, I think it's continuing to work out the same way we're seeing all across the country. You know, we're coming up on a year of so many of the kids doing remote learning. And so many of the kids, Captain, all across the country, through different grades and so forth, they have literally been robbed of some very,
yeah.
I mean, I understand about being
yeah.
safe in the pandemic, but yeah. we're coming up on a year on this thing.
Yeah, I got to say something, Eric. He just pointed out something about the AK-47 that they're showing up in various theaters around the world. The fact of the matter is Israel just confiscated two boatloads of weapons on Iranian vessels. But where do you think those weapons actually came from, Kyle?
Where's that?
Russia.
Russia, yeah.
Russia. They came into Iran from Russia, and they found their way to the boats headed over to, and they were actually headed to, where were they going? Somewhere in Africa. Oh, let's go to the call. Is this Mary?
Good morning. AOC taking money to Texas. That sounds.
I know
like
all about it. I just talked about it.
That sounds like Lucifer coming in many forms. Communists don't believe in God. But you try to be the savior when people are down. It's just a sham. Also taking advantage of Ted Cruz leaving the state, which was dumb. Dumb.
He never should have left.
Dumb.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. No, Cruz made a mistake. He owned up to it, but he never should have left. You know, that would be like Jeb Bush in the middle of Hurricane Charlie that destroyed Punta Gorda and went right up 17 and did millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage, killed a bunch of people. That would have been like Jeb Bush going, well, the weather's so bad, I got to go to Miami. Or, I mean, I got to go to Costa Rica.
Right. Yeah, the optics were so super bad, and unfortunately, that was a terrible, terrible decision. You're right. He did own up to it, but yeah, this was an unforced error on Ted Cruz's part.
Yeah, and when Mary talks about AOC bringing money, and it's like Lucifer and this, that, and the other, here's the deal. Kudos to her for bringing $4.7 million worth of food. I don't care what the circumstances were, as long as the people got something out of it. You know, they're not going to sing the praises to her and say, well, she's such a great person. They're not going to do that. But guess what? It helped people, and that's all that counts.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and give us a call if you got something on your mind. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Denver, a Boeing 777 had an engine catch on fire, and debris from the engine fell in surrounding neighborhoods. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, and as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, Two Guys Gun Shows wants to thank you for coming out on Saturday and Sunday to visit the gun show that went on there at the Minreg Hall. Now, they not only had guns, they had knives, they had bows and arrows, there were fishing poles there, a lot of military surplus gear, a lot of camping equipment there and whatnot, plus some other items there to help you out. Survival type equipment and whatnot. But you can always find out more about where the next Two Guys Gun Show is going to be by going to their website, twoguysshows.com. Twoguysshows.com. And the next one that I will be involved in will be up in Brooksville, the 13th of March. And I look forward to seeing you there. We'll be at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, and I'll be there Saturday again from 10 to 2. And thanks to everybody that stopped by this time around. We really appreciated being able to put a face with a bunch of names. And some people we knew showed up, old-time favorites, and like coming out there. And we made a whole bunch of new friends there. So there you go. Now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We found a story apparently over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly when this happened, but, of course, there's been a lot of bad weather in the Northwest, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
And they had an ice storm in Oregon, correct?
That's true.
And they lost one of their power grids, went down, it was damaged, and some 40,000 people lost their power. Oregon is a blue state. What happened there?
Well, according to PGE there, some 40,000 people were without power. This according to a One America News story, that 40,000 people lost power. But according to PGE, one of their last updates was Sunday at about 6 p.m. At that time, they said the number of customers were approximately 31,000. They had about 3,000 people out working to make those repairs, at least at that time. So they do have a special statement talking about these historic, devastating storms that have hit the area there just recently. So to our knowledge, they're still working to restore power, and many people may still be out of power at this time, but hopefully it'll be back on very soon. This is because of that ice storm you mentioned.
Yeah, and they activated the National Guard right away and all that sort of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, yeah, that's
but,
right. Yeah.
But they had equipment in place, apparently, which helped them out, which is what Texas didn't, and that was one of the mistakes they made. But that doesn't mean there wasn't equipment close by. However, for some reason, Joe Biden didn't get off his duff and say, okay, we're going to send you some generators from Oklahoma, from Arizona, from New Mexico, from as far away as Florida, which they could have done. They all would have been there within 24 hours, and it would have changed things dramatically.
Well, you know, Captain, these are all such good questions.
And these are big-time industrial tractor-trailer-sized generators.
Well, exactly. And can't they deliver power to even blocks of neighborhoods?
That's basically what they did in California when they were having power problems. They did the same thing. They take one of these tractor-trailer generator units and hook it up to a power substation and provide power for everybody.
Right, exactly. But again, it is unfathomable why the president wouldn't have said, look, this is an all hands on deck. We had thousands and thousands of people across Texas having this,
yep.
I mean, burning their furniture.
And to our friends in Texas listening to us on our affiliates over there, remember in November.
That's right. Exactly
yep.
right. And again, what about being president of everybody? What about uniting the country? What about trying to put behind all of the divisiveness and all this kind of stuff that Joe Biden talked about? Where is that? Where's Joe?
Couldn't agree more. Okay, well, Steve Scalise says, and I didn't know this one either, there's currently $60 billion just sitting there for the schools so that they can reopen. The teachers are complaining, we need money, we need money. There's money already there, $60 billion. How much money does it take to open the schools?
Well, that is a good question. But again, there's the political side of it, because it seems to me, Captain, that the president and others want to be able to continue to say, look, we can't open the schools. It's not okay yet. And we have to do all these conversions and we have to do this.
Well, I've heard them say they needed money. They didn't have any money. And here we go. Steve Scalise just said there's $60 billion sitting in an account specifically to open the schools.
Yes, but if we lived in the age of intrepid investigative reporting, we might be hearing more about this. But again, somebody in the big media has to ask these questions. They have to follow up on these questions, and they have to be able to bring the information.
We're in a little media, and we're asking.
That's right.
All right. Now, President Joe Biden is going to be struggling to hold China accountable for anything because China does not respect him. Now, that's coming from Gordon Chang. And Gordon Chang says that this comes from the previous dealings that China had with the Biden family. They own the Biden family.
Well, they got his, I mean, and hopefully this, I hate to say it, it's like, but they got his number, basically. And they, I think they were just elated beyond anything that Joe Biden was going to become the new president of the United States and has now become the new president of the United States. Because again, the Chinese government says, well, back to normal, back to, you know, we can kind of write our own ticket continually. And, and I don't think that they, and also, it's not that they don't respect Joe Biden, they also don't fear Joe Biden. And I don't mean that in such a bad way, but the idea is that you have to have some healthy idea that the American president is not going to simply allow anybody, to do things that are going to be so out of the ordinary, whether it's China or Russia or whomever.
Yeah. Now, six-term Congressman Tom Reed, a Republican from New York, said that he is definitely looking to run for governor amidst the Cuomo nursing home scandal. Now, if they do recall him or they do impeach him, whichever one it is that they may wind up doing, there's going to be an election, correct?
Well, exactly. That's
right. And why would you want to elect another Democratic governor or anybody else that was a Democrat in the health department or anything like that? Why would you want to do that in lieu of what's just happened to these people who died?
Well, again, yeah, the idea that what Cuomo has brought now upon everybody here with his terrible policies, which
this is why the Democrats are turning on him, because they have to, because they'll be destroyed if they don't.
Well, exactly. So again, there will be this opportunity for GOP to perhaps win out there.
Now, you're in the real estate business, right?
Right.
The U.S. existing home sales and prices rose again in January. Sales of previous occupied U.S. homes rose again last month. A sign is the housing market's strong momentum from 2020 may, in fact, be carrying over into this year. How's it doing out there where you're at? I know Florida's just booming.
Well, I do know that more and more people are able to buy houses now, or they're also refinancing.
Yeah.
That's huge, especially here in California. But we still got like a low inventory nationally on that.
I'm having a little bit of work done to my place, and having it not renovated, but some touch up work and whatnot. And I actually had somebody stop by and ask me if I was selling my place.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of people...
I didn't ask them what they were willing to pay, but, it's an older home and all that stuff. He said, well, it's a place for sale. You fix it up. Like it was somebody that was looking in a neighborhood.
Sure. Well, a lot of people are taking advantage of some of the downtime because of COVID, but also to do a lot of things around their house. So they're improving because they spend a lot more time at home these days than they ever have. So a lot of the refis that we see happening are going to do just that.
Yeah, and again, it's going to be very interesting as to what happens with everything else that's transpiring and taking place here. All right, well, Kyle, we're going to circle back. You ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to circle back, folks. Only on the Captain's America would be able to do something like that. So we're circling back for this. We talked about Joe Biden. We talked about the fact that he had a chance to work with the Republican Party on the stimulus plan, and he didn't. We talked about the fact that he's had a plan to work with the GOP on the cancel culture to get all that stuff done away with so that we can actually start respecting one another. He hasn't. And we talked about the fact that Joe Biden was missing in action when it came to the ice storm and the cold weather across the South. Kyle, who's in charge?
Well,
who is in charge?
Well, I think the influence there is, I think, coming from Obama and Valerie Jarrett. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, what? They're too good to realize that people were in trouble and people were dying and people were freezing and people were sleeping in their cars and being overcome with carbon monoxide because they were sitting in a damn garage in a house thinking, oh, well, this is going to warm my house. I'll just start the car up. What a bunch of idiots.
Well, but again, it's as I've been saying, where is the unity, where's the unifying, where's the gentleness supposedly coming from?
I will say it again, as shocked as I am to hear it, AOC raised $4.7 million to get food, to take it to the food banks to help the people so they can eat, and kudos to her for doing that. I don't care what the nature was about it, at least somebody had the smarts to lift their fingers on the other side of the aisle and do something. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. That is our cowgirl from Joise down in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They have the Double D Ranch right there, and they're up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free cup of coffee, and tell them the captain sent you. Here we go.
Oh,
Lady and the Cruisers from the movie Run It to the Fire. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What'd you think?
That's cool. That's from Streets of Fire back then.
I am telling you, I can play that for the next hour and a half and never turn it off. It's, you know, you just get going with that. And it's a sing-along song, so you can have a lot of fun with that, too. Okay, let's go with the weather. I'm going to read the statement and then turn it over to you. A fast-moving system is going to spread rain from the southeast into the middle Atlantic and bring a wintry mix of to portions of the central plains and the northeast, as well as the central Appalachians through Monday night. Heavy rain and high elevation snow is expected out of the Pacific Northwest into early week, and the temperatures are moderating in the central third of the U.S., including Texas, where things are warming up down there, so Slow Joe can show up on Tuesday.
That's exactly right, Captain. And out here in Southern California, we got a wind advisory. This is going to be in the Santa Clarita area, stretching down through Los Angeles, through Long Beach, all the way up to Oxnard, Point Hueneme, Ventura, that area there, Interstate 5, also Route 14 as you head out towards Palmdale. Hopefully that wind's going to die down, be gone probably by about later today on Monday. Up in the Portland area, as we were just talking about just a little while ago, they're still trying to recover from that ice storm. A lot of people's power's hopefully getting restored here very, very quickly. They're looking at rain over the next couple of days. So is Seattle, Washington as well. And they've got a gale warning right now all around Seattle as we speak. We've also got winter storm warning throughout northern Washington. Also, we've got wind advisories through most of Washington, the stretches down into Oregon, windy weather all through northern Idaho, all through Montana, and also through Wyoming as well, especially around Cheyenne.
All right, now over on I-29 from Sioux City, Iowa, all the way up almost to Fargo, North Dakota, you've got a dense fog advisory there right now. Please be careful. And then you've got some high wind halfway across North Dakota from the Montana line, halfway across South Dakota, Rapid City included. And then in the southwestern corner of Minnesota tonight, dense fog advisory. Northwestern corner of Iowa, dense fog advisory. Again, that includes Sioux City, Iowa. And then we've got some snow because of the way the wind's blowing off Lake Michigan, north of Grand Rapids up there, about 75 miles of it, and about 75 miles inland, a big block of snow coming off the lake. Up in upstate New York, same thing, Fulton over all the way to just north of Albany, and then all the way up to the St. Lawrence Seaway and all across the Tug Hill Plateau and the Adirondacks, the Lake George, Lake Effect snow warning there. Snowshoe, I-80 east all the way to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, snow on I-80 tonight. I-81. From the West Virginia line all the way up through Pennsylvania, almost to Binghamton, New York. Not quite. It stops right about the line there. And then the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I-76, over to the tunnels. You've got snow coming out of just west of Philadelphia, probably over somewhere about 30, 40 miles west, and then you run into it all the way over there to the mountaintops over there where the tunnels come out. And then, that's about it, I-80, I-81, I-76, and a little bit of snow down along I-64 in West Virginia tonight. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thanks, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And in the meantime, we're going to coast on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. First of all, what did you think about the phenomenal job the airplane pilots on that United Airlines jetliner did in getting that plane back on the ground? Holy cow.
Well, I was rather surprised that it did go off as fine as it did. They can fly with one engine, but it did drop in altitude significantly.
Sure.
And rightly so. But, what an amazing story. A lot of those people... there were a lot of people on the ground that actually filmed that thing because it was flying so
low. Yeah, we saw the debris coming down from the ground level.
The explosion that happened in the air, But the FAA has grounded all 777s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And another hit for Boeing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And thank God, you know, 241 people on board that aircraft, and they were able to be saved, which is a great thing because when I saw the flames and I heard the pilot's video or the audio, Mayday, Mayday, they don't say that just for the hell of it. I mean, he said, we need to come back now. And there wasn't even a question about it. It was very professional the way everything was handled. They were all very kind of matter of fact the way they were doing things. I know they were following the checkbook and the checklist because they get real busy under those circumstances. But even the flight crew was extremely professional by what the passengers were saying.
Well, you know, there had to be some kind of divine intervention here because that
sure.
plane was on its way to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that plane losing that engine over the Pacific?
That would have been the end of it.
That's right. Just
yep. Would have been the end
right.
of it.
Silver lining.
Or even losing the wing, which could have happened. They would have been on the ground faster than they could have done whatever. They cannot fly without a wing and an engine. I mean, it's, you know, the engine's one thing, but losing a wing, they lose total control of the plane. But anyway, they are so lucky, and our kudos to the United Airlines crew, both in the cockpit and in the aircraft, and the people that were able to survive that, because that's just an act of God that happened right there.
Pretty much.
Yep. Now, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Donald Trump. And what we're going to talk about with Donald Trump is he is very much still the leader of the Republican Party. Don't believe me? Want to pay attention? We'll tell you why. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, so Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.